Okay, good morning. This is Sister Mona. Just pray that any sister that's listening today is doing well. Let's go ahead and pray, Father. Just ask for any sister that's listening today that this just really bears a lot of fruit for her, to keep her in your perfect will and grants her understanding on what you're trying to do with her in her life to keep her on the straight and narrow path. Ask all these praise advice in Jesus' name. Amen. Okay, so just going through Isaiah 33, talking about times of judgment and then how to hear the Holy Spirit because He's the one that's going to be guiding you from day to day, moment to moment. You're going to hit these points, okay, where you're not going to know what to do, go right, go left, yes, no, okay. And He's the one at that very time that's going to tell you what to do, okay. So you need to learn how to walk with Him, how to hear Him clearly, okay, and more perfectly. And then talking about dreams, just seeing the Holy Spirit talk to you. People a lot in their dreams, the church a lot in their dreams lately. So I want to just go over some basic like biblical dream themes, okay, that I've been seeing a lot. But I would once again just want to make this really clear. This is not a one size fits all, okay? Each dream is different, and it's a gift of the spirit, the thing of the spirit, okay? So just like for example, as you need the Holy Spirit to teach you how to read your Bible, okay? It's the same basic thing, okay? The Holy Spirit is the one that does it, okay? And sometimes, if you need help, and you may need help understanding them, then you also need to ask for help, because dream interpretation is a gift. But so just want to lay that down because I don't want to anybody get mixed up, okay? Because it's very easy. And the reason why I'm explaining that so clearly is because it's very easy to try and just sort of, do that with a dream. Say, okay, well, this means this, so that must mean this, and then you can be wrong. And I don't want that to happen because the dreams that I've seen are extremely important that he's giving his church, and I don't want anybody to misuse this teaching in that way, to where it ends up confusing them, okay, and misleading them. Okay, so talking just about different imagery. Another one that I've seen is airplanes, airports. Okay, if you're dreaming about airplanes or airports, okay, this is a departure, which is a really important thing for times of judgment because you need to be out and removed from the world. Okay, you need to be off into heavenly places. Okay, so spiritually, okay, leaving and having a departure from this place, returning from the airport. That's a little bit different because returning from the airport is if you've had sort of like a heavenly like vision. So that's a little bit different. But the airport, if you're at the airport, if you see a lot of people at the airport, the church is being removed from the world right now, going through different trials, okay? So there's just probably other people inside of the church. The people that you see, this is an important aspect of it, okay? People at the airport that you're interacting with. And remember, people can represent something else. So you can see one person, they mean something else, okay? Or you can see the actual person, okay? If you're seeing people that you've been praying for at the airport, he might let you know you're departing and you're leaving and I'm going to use you. And then you're going to help get this person out of the world, okay? And it's going to be used for their soul and their salvation, okay? People helping you at the airport, okay? You want to be aware of this, okay? Because this is an indication that he's guiding you, okay, and letting you know who's going to help you in this process of departing, okay, from the world, okay, and then but then once again, if you see someone, it's not always, you see somebody that you used to know, again, see a celebrity, you see somebody, I don't know, a nun, a Catholic or whatever, they can mean something different. So those are a little bit, just a little bit. More detailed in terms of understanding the people that are helping you, because once again, sometimes you can see the actual person, and sometimes you'll see something somebody that represents that person. Okay, elevators. Okay, this means like a oftentimes, but see, and once again, you have to be very careful because airplanes can also represent pride. Okay. Okay, so just once again, it's not a one size fits all, but elevators, oftentimes if you're going through trials and you find yourself in an elevator moving to a different floor, okay, and this is why it's important though too, because if you can see the numbers of the floor that you're on, that's important, because numbers mean different things in the spirit, biblically, but If you're moving in an elevator from one level to another, okay, oftentimes up to another level, he may let you know that you're going to be growing. You're going through that the trial that you're going through is going to help you grow spiritually, okay? And then same thing, you know, who's in the elevator with you? Is there someone stopping you from getting to the elevator? Okay, who's around the elevator? Things like that. And then also too, it's very personal too, because oftentimes the dream can correlate directly to what happened that day. So when it comes to dealing with people, you might see a person and it's somebody else, but if the Holy Spirit's talking to you about someone that you're interacting with either that day, or maybe you're starting your day and you're going to be interacting with a certain person that day, then he could be talking to you directly about what's going on with that person for that day. So they can be very specific. They can be and they can be long term, okay? And but then they can and like overall, or they can be specific to that exact day, okay? So I'll go ahead and leave it there for today. Father, I just ask for my sister that starting her day, that she has a fruitful day abounding in the Spirit and glorifying you and being salt and light. Ask all these prayers you in Jesus' name. Amen.